you know, a lot of the community work was starting to happen. Well, a lot of it had happened, but we were increasing.
What sort of community work?
Well, we initially started off with the district nurses, of course, because that was the first time we'd actually had psychiatric district nurses. Mm. That was another new thing for the country. And they had gone from just doing, from visiting people in their home to actually we were discharging people to live in a house together, and the district nurses were looking after them in that sense. And they were people who didn't need full-time care, they just needed somebody coming in and helping them manage by the day, you know, helping with shopping and all those sorts of things, and just helping with day-to-day living in the house. Mm. So that was our first foray into community housing. We had a big drive because we wanted, because as we always said, that the first lot of people who went out of hospital were the easy ones, because they had responded to medication and treatment and all those sorts of things, and they were good, and they had gone out of hospital. And then there was another wave of sort of a bit more difficult, a bit more work needed to keep them out of hospital. Then the group next were a bit more difficult, but we felt they should have a community rather than hospital life. And we started a program of staffed community houses.
Right.
And I was very involved in that because I had been sort of chair of what they called the Rehabilitation Committee, and it was sort of setting up all this work. We were out renting houses and talking with communities and whatever to get them to accept these people in the house next door, because we had staff on 24 hours a day for most of those houses.